Hello, my name is Charlie Morse from Off The Leash Podcasts, and you're about to listen to a shortcast with Vanessa Williams-Gray, Policy Manager at Whale and Dolphin Conservation. Norwegian government are planning to do sound experiments on young minke whales captured as they move north to summer breeding grounds. This torture of whales is being done solely for the military and the oil and gas industries. As well as slating the proposals in this powerful shortcast, Vanessa also suggests actions we can all take.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams-Gray. I'm Policy Manager at WDC, and normally I head our work to end whaling off Iceland and Norway. But at the moment, I'm heading our campaign to end some outrageous, dangerous, and downright unnecessary hearing experiments being conducted off Norway. When we first heard about these experiments back in January, I thought it was a joke, frankly. It just seemed so ludicrous. But as the weeks have gone by and we found out a lot more through Freedom of Information requests, it's become very clear that this is a very highly planned and very highly funded project. One glance at the funders tells its own story. We're looking at military and oil and gas interests. And there's a reputed amount of $3.7 million put in by the US federal government alone. So this is big bucks and these are the big guns. The researchers have had a permission to test up to 12 juvenile minke whales over possibly a four-year period off the Lofoten Islands. It's a little place called Vestfjord in the Lofotens, which is northern Norway. This is a main migration route for minke whales as they go through looking for their summer feeding grounds in the Barents Sea. And the researchers are very well aware of this. So what they're doing is laying out a net 1,300 metres long, which fences off a strait between some little islands. The idea is to waylay juvenile minkes as they migrate through those waters. Any whale unlucky enough to blunder its way into those nets finds that the net's entrance is sealed by the researchers using capture boats. And then the whale is sort of funneled into a smaller enclosure. And from there, it is kept for maybe 24 hours. It's assessed by a vet and then it is corralled into what can only be described as a modified salmon cage. The idea is to clamp the whale between two large rafts. There's going to be researchers on the rafts and in the water. And at that point, they will insert electrodes beneath the fat on the neck of the whale and test it for up to 6 hours. What they're trying to do is to obtain an audiogram of the minke whale hearing thresholds. Since you've heard about who the funders are, the oil and gas interests and the military, it's very clear that what they're looking at really is how much noise they can pump into our ocean before they start to harm some whales.
We've obviously been objecting loudly to this project, not least because the researchers have permission to sedate any whales that become panicked and stressed during what can only be described as an entirely stressful situation. You can only imagine that the whole process of capture, confinement, restraint, inserting electrodes beneath the skin, testing it for up to 6 hours, satellite tagging it before release can't help but be a massively stressful process. We're incredibly worried that this could even trigger a condition known as capture myopathy when the stress around all these procedures literally triggers either short-term or longer-term reactions in the whales, which could even be fatal. And obviously there's very little experience and expertise in sedating wild baleen whales, so it's a highly risky process and one that absolutely shouldn't be undertaken.
Some people have been asking if the US is leading on this because it's a joint US and Norwegian funded study. Why are they not working in their own waters? And the simple answer is because they likely wouldn't be allowed to. Researchers often operate in regions where animal welfare standards are more lax, which allows them to conduct research which likely would not have been permitted in their home waters. Now that's known as offshoring and that's definitely taking place in this instance. Other people are asking, is this good science? Will these tests yield any useful data? Well, the answer is highly unlikely. We already know an awful lot from numerous behavioural studies over the years of just how whales react to artificial noise in the ocean. They react badly. So badly, in fact, that there's some deep diving species that when they're fleeing from the noise source can get the bends. So it's similar to decompression sickness, which scuba divers can suffer from. So we're looking at sometimes fatal outcomes from noise being poured into our oceans. There's so much wrong with these experiments. It's very hard to see what's right about it. What have we been doing? Well, we've been active from the start. We've got a petition running with tens of thousands of people already signed up. Most importantly, we approached dozens of senior scientists and vets around the world, asking them to sign on to an open letter to the Norwegian Prime Minister, Erna Solberg, urgently calling on her to cancel these tests on welfare grounds. That's been ignored by the Norwegian government at the moment, and possibly not surprisingly, because again, looking at the funders, it's the Norwegian and American military and oil and gas interests, and, you know, money talks. But we are inviting everyone to please email the Prime Minister, sign the petition, make a noise about this. We must stop them. Thanks for listening.
For more great audio from campaigners, researchers, activists and authors, please subscribe to Off the Leash podcasts by your favourite streaming platform.